Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hello, homeschool leaders. This is Carol Topp from Homeschool CPA, back with episode number 97 of the podcast. We are closing in closely on episode number 100 in a few more weeks. Very exciting for me. Do you know that like fewer than 1% of podcasts make it 100 episodes? So I'm happy. I'm happy to use this medium to communicate helpful information to you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Make sure you head over to homeschoolcpa.com. In the next couple weeks, it'll be about mid-November or something when we hit that 100th episode. I might be offering some sale items, discounts, maybe some freebies. I'm not even sure yet what I'm going to do. But anyway, I think it's worth celebrating when you hit a nice accomplishment like 100 podcast episodes. This podcast episode here, number 97, what it takes to be a nonprofit. It's going to be airing, I always work so far in advance, but it's going to be airing in late October. And I am not live. I don't do these live. But as this is airing, I am actually out of the country. And so I am not going to be available via email or to be able to do phone consultations or things like that. My oldest daughter and I are taking a 10-day trip, Lord willing, to Israel, to the Holy Land. And then I need a couple of recovery days to get over jet lag and to catch up. So I will not be back in the office responding to your email to early November, November 6th, I think is a Monday. So just want you to know that as you're listening to these podcasts that I have recorded them in advance. They're going to be played while I'm gone. The marvels of technology. But I also wanted to let you know that I've got some things planned for when I get back. I've got two projects. One is an update to my book called Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. It came out about a year ago, November 2016, and it needs an update. So a bit of a significant update. And so I've learned some things in the last year about how to pay workers, want to clarify some things that people had some confusing things about. So look for that being re-released, the second edition of Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. If you bought the first edition, I will be putting on my website or at least emailing you, so look for your email to tell you what things I have changed and what things I have mostly added or clarified a few things. So you can get that document just by, you know, replying to an email, or maybe I'll just put it out there on the website and you can just link to it. Okay, so just be looking for that information about the update to Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization in early November. And then I hope, Lord willing, in early December to put out probably an ebook on taxes for classical conversation directors and tutors, how to prepare their tax returns. Because last tax season, I'm a CPA, so people were contacting me with questions about how to run their classical conversations communities, how to report the taxes. Most of them were CC directors, but a few were tutors, and they just really didn't understand many things about the business of running a CC community, let alone preparing the tax return. So I thought I'd put together a short ebook on preparing taxes. And so it will be again released over at Homeschool CPA. Although I hope that you, as if you're a CC director, will be telling other CC directors about the book coming out and sharing the word that way, so that we are giving good, helpful information and keeping all those CC directors out of trouble with the IRS. That's what I'm trying to do. Keep all of us out of trouble with the IRS. So that's what's going on here. I understand that I'm going to be out of the loop for a little while I'm on vacation and recuperating from my trip to Israel. Maybe I'll do a podcast. Wouldn't that be cool? About Israel. But for now, you're interested in hearing about what does it take to be a nonprofit. That's the topic of this podcast episode. So let's get to it. Okay. Let me explain what does it take to be a nonprofit, and I'm going to answer that by telling you what the IRS says. Well, actually, what they say is not very clear, so I'll put it in clear language. How about that? The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, says in order to be a nonprofit, You need to do two things. You need to be organized as a nonprofit, and you need to operate as a nonprofit. Now, if you listen to episode number 96, and I highly encourage you to do that, go to either the dollarsandcentsshow.com or homeschoolcpa.com/podcast, and that will link you to the podcast. Look for episode number 96, where I talk about the difference between nonprofit status and tax-exempt status. But so we're kind of going back to that definition of what does it take to be a nonprofit. It takes two things: be organized like a nonprofit and operate like one. So let me explain what that means. To organize like a nonprofit means that you have certain good foundations, and you organize like one, meaning you have a board of leaders, not a single owner. That would make you a for-profit business. Nonprofits are organized and by a board. And they also have some organizing document that's usually bylaws or what are called articles of association or articles of incorporation if you file those to become a nonprofit corporation in your state. Okay, so the organizing document is typically articles of association if you're an unincorporated association in your state, or articles of incorporation if you're a nonprofit corporation in your state, and additionally an organizing document called bylaws. I'm not going to go into those. I've had a couple of podcasts about that kind of stuff. But head on over to homeschoolcpa.com/samples, and you will find sample bylaws, you will find sample articles of association, and sample articles of incorporation. So you see what these founding documents look like. So that's how you organize. You organize properly with a board and some founding documents. Then that's how you organize as a nonprofit, and then you need to operate as a nonprofit, which means basically you don't have a profit motive. No one owns this organization. You're not in it for the money. You're in it for some other, usually altruistic purpose. In the case of homeschool groups, it is education of typically children, or sometimes education of the parent in how to homeschool. So let me explain with some real life examples now, what, because you can wrap your head around this. Organize and operate, what are you talking about? I run into lots of organizations, lots of homeschool groups that operate like nonprofits. Okay? They have no profit motive. They pool their money. No one owns it. They have a purpose that is not profit motivated. They're motivated by wanting to provide educational activities for their kids. Beautiful. But most of the time where these groups fall apart or fail is they don't organize properly. Some of them don't have a board. They're started by one person or two people. They don't have bylaws, which are just explain the procedures of how the organization is formed and operates, you know, with a board and who's on the board and stuff like that. They usually don't have articles of association, which legally establish the group, let alone articles of incorporation, which forms it as a nonprofit corporation. So a lot of times what I do is help groups organize properly because they might already be operating properly. So let me give you an example. I run into this a lot. There was a small homeschool group that formed, again, sometimes they would have formed many years ago, and I'll get a phone call or an email from the new leader who took over. And a lot of times it's the treasurer, the president, and their emails will be something like this. I just stepped in as the president or the chairman of this homeschool group that was formed 20, 30 years ago. I can find no paperwork that was filed. I don't know where we stand with our state or the IRS. We've never paid taxes, nothing. Okay. Then they'll go ahead and tell me that, maybe only two people ran it before, or maybe they did form a board. But they never had any profit motive. No one ever kept the money. They just want to offer programs for homeschoolers. So they tell me about their program, and usually at this point, I'll email them back and say, let's have a phone call, because we need to have a back and forth conversation. And I do that. And I do charge a fee, let you know, because time is valuable. But normally that's a great way to figure out where this board is and where they need to go. And in this case, I talked to this homeschool organization about, okay, you are operating as a nonprofit. Fabulous. You're just not organized very well. Let's get you a good foundation keep doing the wonderful programs. Keep operating. You don't have to stop doing that. Keep doing the wonderful programs. You know, like your homeschool co-op or your support group or your field trips. Keep doing that. But let's get you a better foundation, like building a better foundation of a house. Form a board. Have some bylaws which spell out what the board members do. Have a treasurer who takes care of the money so the president isn't doing everything and additionally dealing with the money. So this group formed a board. They already had like loosely three or four people kind of in leadership. They just kind of officially asked them, would you be the decision-making people? They drafted bylaws using sample bylaws from my website over at homeschoolcpa.com/samples. And, you know, that right there was going to take them a little bit of time. Their next steps are to go to their state, and they're probably going to form a nonprofit corporation. We talked about whether that was the next step or whether they were going to stay as an unincorporated association. But I think they're going to go to their state and get better organized and file to become a nonprofit corporation in their state. And then they're going to go to the IRS and apply for tax-exempt status. So, again, all this stuff, this good foundation-building stuff of getting better organized is kind of in the background. The board knows they're doing it, but the members are, hey, they're just happy that the group is offering the co-op activities and the field trips that they always have. They're operating like they always have. They're just building a better foundation by getting better organized with their paperwork and their legal and tax structures. So that's kind of what I help with, okay? Help you kind of understand how to better organize your group, because you guys are operating already like nonprofits. So just got to get organized like one. And that's what I help with. So I hope that was a little bit helpful to understand what it really takes to be a nonprofit. I do run into leaders that say, well, we're not a nonprofit. And that's when I explain, well, are you a for-profit business? Oh, no, no, we're not that either. And what they're trying to tell me is we have operated like a nonprofit, but they don't think that they're a legitimate nonprofit because they never got officially organized with bylaws, articles of incorporation, a board. And that's how I help. Because you know what? Here's my goal at Homeschool CPA. My goal is to help you run your homeschool organization successfully so that parents can continue to successfully homeschool their kids. And you guys are doing a great job out there of providing great activities. My job is to come alongside you, make sure you're doing it all right legally, and get better organized. So I hope that was helpful. Take care, everybody. Keep doing the great work you're doing.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.